Good morning and welcome to the Focus Program. This is Matt Fallon with the Great Lakes Bay Regional Alliance serving as your guest for today's episode of Focus. And I always love, you know, when we do Focus, we can get a little bit of anyone that comes in, but it's always great when there's a friend that's joining. And today I can say that we're with Tara Welch, the president and CEO of The Rock in Midland. Morning, Tara.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I think you were at a recent event where, you know, you got to be careful when you talk about The Rock. You know, people don't quite know exactly what you're talking about. It could be The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. When you work at the Great Lakes Bay Regional Alliance, we always refer to The Rock as The Rock in Birch Run when you're driving up I-75 and there's the big rock on side of the road that says, "Welcome to the Great Lakes Bay region." You are neither of those. You are the Rock Center for Youth Development. Yes. Tara, do you want to start and tell us about the organization?
Yeah, so The Rock is actually an acronym for Reaching Our Community Kids. And we are a youth development organization that's based in Midland, but we do services in Saginaw and Bay City as well. And we do out-of-school time programming for students after school and in the summer. And then we have our Discover You program, which is our social and emotional well-being, where we support teachers in the community, but also that program is statewide as well.
So, Tara, I got to start by talking about you just for a hot second here, because you have moved through a few nonprofits in your career, and it's still relatively recent since you've been named president and CEO. How long has it been now?
January 1st, so I hit my four-month mark. So,
and yeah. They still have you?
And they still have me.
So you're doing well. Before that, how long were you at The Rock?
About 2 years.
2 years. So, yep. So 2 years and 4 months. And then before that, I think a lot of people still know you and think of you as Studio 23.
Yes.
In Bay City.
Yeah.
So tell me why that change? Because that's a heck of a change from an art studio to The Rock. What drew you to The Rock that you wanted to start working there?
So my educational background is actually in visual arts education. I graduated with a degree in art and history from SVSU, but my heart's always been in that education realm. So Studio 23 was amazing because I got to do so many wonderful educational programs for the community. And when The Rock reached out, I saw it as an opportunity to get involved back into the school system directly and how I can make a difference with children that are up and coming in the world. And when we think about our future and when we think about what's important for the community, building that next generation is the answer, I feel like. And so I felt like The Rock was the perfect way for me to do that.
Yeah, it's always amazing how we meander and find our way to where we're meant to be. And it's one of those jobs I think all of us saw when you went there. Everyone kind of looked and went, yeah, that makes sense. Tara being at The Rock seems to be like the perfect location and mission and where your passion is of who you are as a person. So it's great that you're there.
Thank you.
So for our listeners that are listening and they're hearing about the various program, let's first talk about out of school, learning through The Rock.
Yeah.
So they're driving down the road right now. They go, gosh, I have a grandkid or a child. I would love to get into a Rock program.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work right now? Let's say, let's just use Midland as an example. Let's say someone's driving right now. And they go, geez, I really want my kid in. What do they do to become part of a program?
It's really easy. Our registration online is simple at therockc4yd.org. And you can sign up based on location. So in Midland, we have three locations with the middle schools. So Northeast, Jefferson, and Meridian Middle Schools are available. Generally, those students do attend those schools that go to that program. But we have a program now open at Delta College, which is open to anyone in our Great Lakes community that wants to attend. And that registration is the same. It's on the website. You sign up. We request a $10 investment every month from the families, but we do have scholarships available to help families if they need it.
So I love this. You use the word $10 investment.
Mm-hmm.
Per month,
yeah.
I don't know if there's a better investment of $10 that someone can make than that.
Yeah.
When you talk about the one at Delta College, is that at Delta College Midland campus or is that at the main campus? What do you mean by Delta College?
Main campus in Bay County. Yeah.
Got it.
We feel like that's a wonderful centralized location that can attract families from Saginaw, Bay City, and Midland if they can't attend any of the other programs. And we started that program with conversations with Dr. Gavin and other individuals at Delta about ways to support our families, especially for adults that want to go back to school, but don't have care for their child and don't want to leave them at home. And so that's really where The Rock comes in, because we provide that impactful and productive programming where we can support the student with their educational journey while supporting their parent, guardian, or whoever wants to go back for a certificate or associate's degree at Delta.
Makes all the sense in the world. And when you talk about after school, what time does it start? What time does it go to after school?
So after school generally starts when the bell rings and it goes until 6 p.m. Delta has different hours because we are right now in that phase of trying to figure out what works best for the families. So right now it's open from 4 p.m. to 7:30, but that could adjust as we go just to see what parents need.
So Tara, summertime is coming.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to talk all about summer programming that's available at The Rock after these messages.